This is a Scoop Audio interview with Barbara Stewart, who's proposing a bill to limit Parliament to 100 MPs. Is that correct, Barbara?
Yes, seeking to reduce the number of members of Parliament from 120 to 100.
What's particularly driving you to do this?
Well, I believe that Parliament should be a more responsible and accountable institution, and really should aim to give real power to the people, which at this point in time I don't believe that it actually is.
But how's it going to achieve that with 100 MPs if it can't with 120? I mean, what's the advantage is what I'm looking for.
The advantage of 100 MPs? Well, at least we'll be taking note of the referenda that was held in 1999, where over 82% of the electorate voted to reduce the number of MPs to 99, and we're saying 100 is an easier number, a nice round number, and perhaps we should look at honouring that referenda, or at least considering it. After the 1999 referendum, the Commission on Electoral Reform stated that Parliament could actually operate with that number.
Right, well, why did they have it at 120 MPs? What makes it easier for them to have 120 MPs? I'm sure they didn't just pick that number from the air, or did they?
Well, initially it was a number that was sort of worked out by both National and Labor in an attempt to dissuade voters from voting for MMP, because of course Parliament with additional MPs would be much more expensive, and but the people sort of did not take any note of that and still voted for MMP.
Right. Okay, now, just a couple of points here. You say that there'll still be all the seats like Christchurch East, Auckland Central and the Maori MPs?
All of the electorate seats, all of the Maori seats. So there would be no changes whatsoever to those seats, only the number of list seats, which would be reduced by 20.
Right. Now, this is where I was kind of thinking about this. I was thinking, okay, so you leave the Maori seats as they are at 7,
mm-hmm.
and the Maori Party comes back in next time, say it took 6 of those 7 seats. Wouldn't it have a disproportionate, because they might only, I mean, the Maori Party's only on about 2%, so if it takes 6 of those electorate seats, which is quite possible, wouldn't your system actually be giving the Maori Party a massive advantage?
Well, it would still be worked out proportionately on the number of total votes cast for the particular parties, because it would focus on the party vote, and it would work out in much the same way that it does now.
No, it wouldn't, because you see, I'm talking about them taking electorate seats and getting a massively reduced number, so would there be a big overhang? I mean, how would that work?
Well, there may be an overhang, but that would be the details that the Select Committee, the finer details of the Select Committee and the officers of the House would need to work through.
Right, the other thing is, I guess this is what has been amusing me, wouldn't this disadvantage New Zealand First?
Yes. Well, yes, it would disadvantage New Zealand First, but just as it would any other party that's in the House at present. But really, what we're saying is that somewhere along the line, Parliament has to be accountable. Other government departments are going through staff reviews and looking to make savings. And why is it that Parliament doesn't do the same sort of thing? And, of course, the people want the reduction in the number of members of Parliament. I've only had overwhelming support out on the street for my bill, and Talkback Radio has also been very supportive.
Right, well, I guess Talkback Radio and then the street, but we're talking about the intricacies of Parliament, and I'm just wondering whether the people could grasp it, because I can see there being a problem. Like, this bill would give, I think, the Maori Party massive advantage, and any party that's able to collect electorate seats is then going to have a massive advantage, i.e. Labour and National, and you're going to be disadvantaging the smaller parties, surely.
No, because, well, we don't believe so. We believe that it would be still relatively proportional based on what we've got now. When we have a look at how the seats actually are worked through at this point in time, most parties would lose, or party votes, not the Maori Party, would lose one or two would lose one or two list seats only.
Right, and do you have, just a final question, Barbara, I'll let you get back to your lunch. Do you have anything against Peter Parioni?
No, I don't.
Because he's going to be going, isn't he?
Well, he he wouldn't be going this time. I mean, perhaps not next time either. But we're looking at reducing the number of seats, and of course there would be some casualties from every party.
Oh, it'll be an interesting one if it hits the Select Committee. Thanks very much for chatting there, Barbara.
Okay, thanks.
We'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.